It's time for Truly Geeky and Totally Quantifiable with Tim and Chris.
It's morning. It's like first thing in the morning over there, right?
And it's about noon.
Oh, well, that's the morning to me, but it's
morning for you, but yeah.
it's kind of late over here because you're in the wrong time zone.
I've been trying to fix that, but...
You're trying to turn yourself into a vampire, just stay up all night.
Well, I was going to try and change the time zone, but...
Right.
Your idea sounds easier.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't know. It's my sign that I'm getting old when I can't stay up all night, and... Do you not find that? Like, I'm not old particularly per se. I think I would offend people if
you're
I said
definitely
I was old.
Not old because I've got at least 3 or 4 years on you. And I think that would make me old, man. I'm not old, so
you are old, sir. And but the day that I realize that I can't stay up all night and still function fine the next day, it's like you just wake up and it's like that initial tiredness is there and you think, okay, it's fine, I'm gonna get over it, I'm gonna be able to function like a normal human being, and you just can't. You function like a fucking zombie all day.
Yeah, that's weird because I can function on like 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night for months at a time.
Yeah.
But you stay up one night and then you're just dead for a week.
Yeah, I had a night this week on Monday night. I couldn't sleep. No real reason. I have nights like sometimes just could not get to sleep, and I didn't get any sleep at all through the whole night. I got up about 5 o'clock in the morning because I thought, you know, by this point, the game's up. By this point, I may as well just write it off, chalk it up as a failure. And I went into work at about 10 o'clock and thought, you know, it's fine. I am young. I have my enthusiasm. I have my stamina. I will get through the day. I lasted until about 1:30 before.
That's pretty good.
No, it's not.
I would have called in sick, so.
I was thinking, you know, I can make it through the day. I didn't even get halfway. I came home. Because I'm effectively a woman, apparently. That's what happens.
We all knew that already, so.
This is what happens when men become old. They turn into women. I guess.
I was wondering why all those women constantly are leaving halfway through the day.
So yeah.
It's just stamina issue, right?
Exactly. That like, real men can stay up all night and go into work. But, I don't know. It might have something to do with my job and how it requires all of my energy to sit there and not do very much. I mean, I don't have a very demanding job. I ain't got that excuse. Whatever.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Do you have any about the job or in general?
In general.
Pet peeves, my job.
Yeah. Your job is your pet peeve.
My job is my pet peeve. Now, pet peeves, so you mean like anything that... What, pet peeves with people? Like things that people do?
Just things that just annoy you. Yeah, usually it's things that people do.
Let's be honest, people annoy people more than anything.
People are your pet peeves.
I mean, it's fairly ridiculous to get annoyed at things that aren't people, because it's like, I mean, you're really going to get annoyed at the world. Like, you wake up and it's like, it's raining! I'm so annoyed at you! No one... Only a moron.
That would be my pet peeve, people who get annoyed at inanimate objects.
I'll tell you what my pet peeve is. When you're driving and people who think that speeding really works. People who think that speeding really makes you get somewhere faster. Because I swear those people have never thought through how traffic lights work. Because all that really happens is when you have roads with lots of traffic lights, you speed and then you stop at the same red light as everyone you just sped past. And then you speed to the next red light, and it's like, dude, you're just a moron. You just burn through 3 times more petrol to get to somewhere in basically the same time.
Oh, yeah. When they burn out, too, like that excessive acceleration. Like,
look at
how much money I have. I can afford to just shoot this gas out my rear end here.
Well, it's better than shooting it out your mouth, I guess. But
yeah, I guess so.
I had a situation where it was that exact thing. Has anyone ever tried to race you when you're driving somewhere?
not in a while. When I was in high school, all the time. And that was, it was partially my fault because I had this old grandma's car, right, that I got at a police auction. But whoever had owned it before me, like, got racing profile tires on it and, like, a glass pack and a 4-inch diameter muffler. So right. I sounded really fast. And the other right. problem with it is I didn't have my last gear in the transmission. Right. So I'd get to about like 50 and I'd have this really high pitched squeeing sound that sounded like I was doing 90. And so you, I probably yeah, brought yeah. some of it on myself, but
you had like a bean can as an exhaust.
Exactly.
Or a drain pipe. Yeah, I had, I mean, I thought this kind of thing only happened in movies. I didn't think anyone actually legitimately tried to race anyone in real life, but I was sitting there one time, with my friend, and we're just really minding our own business, just trying to get from A to B. That's what most people use a car for. People who aren't, you know, I don't know, fucking peacocks. Anyway, these guys keep pulling up at traffic lights next to us, amazingly enough, exactly as I said often happens, and they keep speeding up to traffic lights, and they're sitting there next to us, like eyeballing us and revving their engine, and we're all like, yeah we'll race, yeah, completely kidding, because we are normal human beings.
Have you seen that Back to the Future?
Why
I think
does
it
that,
was like
does,
the second one or third one.
Does that happen in Back to the Future?
Yeah, like, he has to go back. It basically amounts to the movie is talking himself or his kid into not racing a car because he hits a car that's coming into traffic, basically.
Okay.
His big thing is, oh, if you call him chicken, then he gets all mad. He'll do anything you want. And so, yeah.
That's a bit of a hard-hitting storyline for Back to the Future, isn't it, really?
Yeah. It's, but that's what I always picture when I'm, like, someone's racing me. Like, I could do this, but if I do this, somebody might pull out and T-bone me and I could die.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what we did was basically we're sitting in these traffic lights, you know, really, really pretending to be all up for racing them. And then when the traffic lights went in green, they'd scream off into the distance and we'd just be going at like 5 miles an hour. Just like, oh, and these guys got really annoyed and they kept doing it at every single traffic lights. Cause of course they didn't get any further ahead.
Because they're probably thinking, oh, we totally wasted that guy.
Yeah.
He can't even drive.
This is like trolling IRL. And it was, and we keep pulling up and they're all like, really laughing at us, and we're like, yeah, you got us so good. Obviously, we were racing you in first gear.
right, because that's how you race. What I absolutely cannot stand, like, it makes me furious, and I wish that it didn't, because it takes up a lot of my time.
We all have things like that, yeah.
Is people posting things online that are just not true.
Oh,
like,
God.
Spreading them out and passing them around. And
You must spend a lot of your life annoyed.
I do. I told you, like, it's, I have to just walk away and ignore the internet because
so
there's this cartoon that pretty much describes me perfectly. It says, I'm sorry, hon, I can't sleep now. I must prove the people on the internet wrong or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody's
yeah,
wrong
yeah.
on the internet.
It's a little stick man figure, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But, so yeah, I absolutely hate that, which kind of leads me to, I need to apologize for something.
Oh, really?
Last week on the show, we talked about the Samsung versus Apple debacle, and I had just found this article right before we started recording, and
yeah.
I'm really, really good about fact-checking normally, and I didn't have time, and it was too extraordinary of a story to not tell, and unfortunately, it was not true. It actually originated from a 9-gag cartoon, which is makes me feel even more awesome.
Oh, I know. Like, 9-gag. Jesus, man. That is quite... I can hear the shame in your voice. I can hear
I know.
The,
I just... I'm glad this is an audio cast.
Right, because no one can see you going bright red and...
Yeah.
It's like... It reminds me of those... I mean, you talk about things that people spread on the internet that aren't true. It's like... That's another one in my chain. That was a complete Freudian slip. One of my pet peeves is the chain, like chain spam sort of thing. Like obviously,
oh,
it started
the chain letters?
Yeah, like it started in emails and now people mostly just do it on Facebook comments or whatever.
Right.
Whenever I see a comment that starts off in all caps, "Do not read this," I just think, okay, and I don't read it, and that's the end of it. I mean, why? is that supposed to be reverse psychology? Is that because if they all start with "Do not read this," and then it goes, "You will be kissed."
A lot of
by
them actually. No. Yeah, they're like, "And I bet you won't repost this because
you're
know,
right.
Blah,
I
blah,
won't.
Blah. Like, yep, not going to.
You are 100% right. I am not going to repost this because and it's not even that I'm not a superstitious person. I mean, I'm not. But honestly, even if I was, I don't think I could manage the sort of shame and embarrassment that I would feel reposting right. this kind of stuff to the people who, I mean, I don't really use Facebook that much, but.
You're a Facebook guru. What are you talking about?
I'm a Facebook addict. I post everything. I'm posting to Facebook right now, sitting on Skype with Chris. we're talking about Facebook. No, I would be embarrassed to kind of post that stuff, and I don't understand why anyone does.
Like, yeah, I really don't either. The one that really, really got me was there was one that basically just said that if you don't post this, then you're denying Jesus, and thus right. you're going to hell.
Right.
Like, can you get any bigger of a guilt trip? Because I'm pretty sure in the Bible it says specifically in the area that talks about Facebook, which I think is Leviticus.
Yes.
I think it does say in there, if you do not repost Jesus posts, you actually yes. are in fact going to hell.
Yeah, when Facebook is inevitably made and Jesus' profile is made, you also have to try and friend him. If you're not one of the first 1,000 people to friend him, if you don't end up on his friends list, pretty much guaranteed to go to hell.
Right. I'm still waiting on that list myself, actually. So
yeah, you're hoping to kind of get in before...
Right, like, there last minute.
Yeah, hopefully he'll like kick someone off, or and maybe you can subscribe to Jesus. If you don't get on his friends list, you can at least be that much closer to Jesus.
That just gave me a great idea for a reality TV show.
Oh God, this is not going to end well.
You can be voted off the ark, so to speak.
Oh, so hang on, the ark as in Noah's ark, right?
What if, just picture this? What if it was the first reality show?
Yeah.
What if it wasn't ever intended to be only one of each gender of every species? What if you started off with a big group of everybody and they just competed for weekly challenges to see who would actually get to go on the ark?
Right. So I feel like this is the kind of show that would be instantly complained about because, of course, the whole point of the story was that only Noah and his family were worthy of being saved amongst the whole of the human race. And they were the only people worthy enough to go on to form incestuous relationships and repopulate the planet.
Well, sure, that's the story now.
Yes. so what you're saying is, in fact, that there's a whole group of people who get on the boat, and the public who are dead because they've all been.
No, this is before they take off. Like, it's who gets to go on the boat. See,
why is anyone,
that's the prize?
Why is anyone voting in this hypothetical scenario? Because they're all going to die anyway. They're like just a bit of last
minute.
Well,
it's probably Noah and his kids that are voting. Maybe it's more like of American Idol kind of show. Like, you
so that
your talents.
So like Noah's on the judges panel,
right?
And he's I don't know how is it? Do they have to do tasks to stay on the ark? Do they have to?
I would assume that that's what it is. Like,
it's not just another singing show, is it? It's not
right.
like the best.
No. Well, singing obviously would be part of it because it's a very important part of
life.
History. Singing.
Yes. and I imagine if there were people who got on Noah's ark back in the day, back when I were a lad and Noah had his ark. If there were people allowed on the ark, most of them probably would have fought their way on there by their skill at covering Rihanna songs.
And that's like, where American Gladiators came from.
Right. Of course they did.
Seriously, this spawned all reality and competition shows ever to exist.
Except in the case of Noah's Ark, of course, no one won because all the animals gone. Maybe they were all just so bad. He was like, you know what? You can all drown.
I had a fleet of arcs, actually, but you know what? We're just, no. We're taking one.
I'm just going to take the elephants and the other. I mean, considering we're still finding, like, new species of insects and stuff now, and sometimes even new species of rats, like, it's amazing that Noah managed to get all those animals onto an ark, really. Like, he knew his shit. He knew where to find them all, and
right, and definitely like a good engineer. I mean, to be able to build that ship to carry all of them,
to fit them all, yeah, that's pretty good.
He's probably great at Tetris.
Did you know, though? Because Tetris did exist.
Right.
Did you know, though, if you took every person, every living person on the planet, and had them stand shoulder to shoulder, that they would fit inside the city of Los Angeles?
Every person in the
world. Every person in the world that is alive.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to shoulder, they would fit inside the city of Los Angeles.
That if sounds like a challenge. I'm going to do this math, sir, and I'm going to come back next week, and I'm going to let you know if you're correct.
This is from a Vsauce video, and they are very trustworthy videos, generally. Similarly, if you took every person living on the planet and had them living in the same density that they're in New York, that you would be able to fit everyone in their own living spaces inside the state of Texas.
Hmm.
That's crazy, right?
Isn't there like 7.5 billion people right now?
But yeah, if you live in the same like packed density, closeness to each other as they do in New York, everyone, you can fit them inside Texas.
See, I know what the problem here is when I think of people in the world and how big they are, I've got this American stature in mind, which is actually, in fact, 3 times larger than the rest of the world's average. So.
Yeah, when we say shoulder to shoulder, we should probably say, you know, like hips to hips.
Right.
Or cankles to cankles.
Cankles in our case, yes.
Oh, yeah, people who are shaped like triangles, where if you bump sideways into each other, you kind of meet somewhere just above the knee.
Well, then you just have
else.
To stack every other one upside down, and then you'll fit perfectly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we have some people standing on their heads, and it's just like, just slotting in. It's like you get those Derrily triangles in like a circle, where they just...
And you get cankles to double chins.
Sure. Wow. and suddenly we're back to Tetris again. I read about a store this week, a clothes store, and as far as I can tell, this shop didn't follow any particular, you know, theme. It wasn't any, as far as I can tell, the theme wasn't anything to do with the name. It was just a normal clothes store. It was an Indian clothes store, and it was called Hitler.
An Indian clothes store named Hitler.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you could be forgiven for thinking, my first thought was, it's probably a coincidence. They're going with a name that's just really, unfortunately, got a lot of, you know, connotations. No, the dot of the I in Hitler had a swastika in it.
Oh, it was very intentional.
Yeah, absolutely. But then, as far as I can tell, nothing inside the shop held any connection to Hitler or anything. They've agreed to change their name, believe it or not, because it caused some offense. I can't possibly see why that would be.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they didn't see that coming, really. Mm-hmm.
Hitler was a stand-up guy, wasn't he? Obviously, everyone.
Well,
just...
I mean, what did Hitler do in India? I mean, what did he do? Humanitarian aid in India? I mean, you never know. There's weird stories like that. Like, this guy terrorized all of the world except for India.
Yeah, in India, he was building wells. He was supporting education. He was funding. Right.
He was saving baby nuns from oil spills.
Health service. Yeah, he saved lives in India. No, so they've agreed to change their name. But basically, I guess it was just a massive publicity stunt. They just called themselves Hitler because they knew.
And now they have free publicity for a week.
But this is what I don't understand, because they're agreeing to change their name. So no one's going to know what they really changed it to. They're not still going to be writing stories about, oh, the shop Hitler has now changed its name to this, because that's not a news story. No one's going to know.
Imagine they probably got, you know, clothing store Hitler on something street in Sumbab City.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. So now the address is out there and everybody's like, let's go to the store named Hitler and see what that's about.
Right.
So but even if they change their name, I mean, they're still in the same spot. It'll work.
It's just kind of, is this what we do now? Is this like the kind of publicity that we have to scrabble for? I mean, we should have really just called ourselves like, I don't know, what's the most scandalous thing I can think of?
I'm really not thinking of anything worse than Hitler at the moment, actually.
All I can come up with is like, Christmas sucks. People are gonna be like, how dare you, Christmas is great.
Right.
Change the name, and then we'll be like, okay, we'll be called Truly Geeky and Totally Quantifiable. But as long as you write about the fact that that's what we changed our name to, because we put a lot of work into thinking up the name that Christmas sucks as the name of our podcast, and we deserve that publicity.
Definitely.
I mean, I'd understand it if they were selling like Nazi outfits or something. I mean, I wouldn't I wouldn't understand it.
That's a thing now. And not even having anything to do with the mindset of Nazis, which I don't know how you can make that distinction, but like the fashion of Nazis. I see it all over online.
It's
like,
true.
And it, I don't know, there's good looking women who I would think would not want to, you know, wear Nazi stuff, but they're totally wearing the uniform and the swastika and everything. And, and it's a fashion thing, and I don't understand.
I really thought you were about to say there is good looking women who I would marry. Okay. No, but it's true. And I think it stems from the fact that people always said that the Nazis, you know, as messed up as they were, had the best looking uniforms of any military ever, which is kind of true. I mean, they were fairly awful people, but they had a pretty decent sense of style. They knew how to make a uniform look good. Maybe that's why they named a clothes shop after Hitler.
That could be.
Maybe it's like, oh, Hitler, that
guy.
That guy had fashion sense.
He was a failed artist. Maybe he was a failed fashion designer, too.
Yeah. Have you seen his paintings? They're fairly nice.
I have luckily not seen any of them. I assume that... Are they like of happy kittens?
They're not of, like, bombs falling and, you know, that would be fairly... I feel like maybe someone should have picked up on it if that's what they were of.
Right.
They're just of, like, streets and houses and the sea. He was clearly a very peaceful guy, I guess.
Until something.
well, no, I reckon maybe it was the fact that he was a failed artist that really just led him to try and burn down the world.
Yeah, but, I can see that happening. I know a lot of artists, they're a little unbalanced sometimes.
But most failed artists, let's be honest, just go on to become art teachers. You know, there was no
and we all know how mad they are.
There was no need to become totally unhinged. But anyway, maybe the Holocaust isn't the best subject for conversation.
No, definitely not. Especially not in the same paragraph with talking about art.
They try and visit a lot of things with art these days. You know, like, here's a pile of bananas on the street. I call it Concepts in Blue. Art! I don't think the Holocaust is something that's been visited so much.
Yeah, my favorite one, and by favorite, I don't mean I like it, I just mean wow, was a jar of urine with a crucifix in it.
Yeah, it's true. I remember that one
as
well.
And it sold for, like, a lot of money, I think.
There was a guy who basically defecated into old vegetable cans and then resealed them. And apparently that was art. And he sold an individual... He did, like, 10 of them. And he sold one of the cans to to an art gallery for £10,000.
Wow.
That's, like, what, about $14,500, $15,000?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It makes you wonder, like, where do you get that idea? Like, I bet that legitimately started and he didn't have a lot of money, didn't have a working toilet, and just started crapping in cans.
It could
and
be.
And then he had a house full of cans. He's like, what am I going to do with these? Oh, I'll sell them as art.
I do.
I see that.
I do kind of see, for the most part, that most of these things do really appear to have gone through a legitimate process, though, where, like, you know, I can see the train of thought that they have taken in some of these. It's just the place that they end up at. I'm like, and this is how you chose to demonstrate this amazing thought process that you've had, and you thought that the best way of doing that would be to buy a canvas, not paint it, and just mount it. I feel like that was too easy. I feel like that's just a bit of a cop-out,
right?
Really.
Also, there should be some, like, copyright infringements there, because I'm pretty sure that art belongs to whoever made the canvas.
Right. Yeah. You're just like, this is... Yeah, exactly. You haven't really done much to it. That's kind of like releasing a remix of a song, but not actually changing anything
right.
in the song. Just like, this is my remix now. I will take the money for this remix. it lasts 1 second longer at the end. There's 1 second of silence that wasn't
on the original
track.
More dead space in there.
Yeah, I feel that this adds a whole new layer of density to the track, and it really brings into light the dichotomy between sound and silence, and makes you consider it in a whole new way. No, it doesn't. It's just a blank canvas.
So, in other news, I read this really interesting article. I'm just gonna say it's a U.S. article, so I don't know.
Oh, woo, surprise!
But it was a medical study done on marijuana here in the U.S.
Okay.
That links smoking to testicular cancer.
Oh, well, we've gone from the Holocaust to cancer. I mean, this is...
Right. Not just any cancer, testicular cancer, which in my opinion is one of the worst.
Well, why is it the worst?
I don't know. I just feel like anything affecting my testicles is probably pretty bad.
It's like, I feel like...
Scientifically speaking.
I feel like a punch to the balls is worse than any other kind of punch. Why is a punch to the balls worse? Well, perhaps that was a fairly terrible example. It's a fairly terrible question. I agree. I probably, if I was gonna get it somewhere, not saying I would want to, I feel like that's probably one of the last places I would choose. You're kind of almost making a choice then, I guess.
Exactly. And my question is, like, I want to ask our audience here to email us at answers. If you smoke pot, or if you consider smoking pot,
we promise we won't tell your parents.
This is anonymous. This is anonymous.
We won't call your parents and say, hey, did you know Jimmy is smoking pot?
But the question is, would you still, if you knew it might cost you a testicle?
It's the same kind of thing with steroids, though, right? Because the guy who used to work out with Arnold Schwarzenegger, because of course Arnold Schwarzenegger has done steroids in the past. I think he did it mostly when he was younger, though. He stopped basically because his partner died. Could be wrong there, but that's just I remember watching a biography and it's something like that. But when his partner died, basically it was because of steroid abuse, and when he died, his testicles were apparently the size of peanuts.
Wow. But I mean, not to get too in detail here, but what size did they start as? You never know.
Like, right. Good point.
I mean, if they started like grapefruits, that's obviously a dramatic change, but if they were more like, you know.
I'm not being funny, but if the guy had testicles the size of grapefruits, there was something wrong with him to begin with.
Right. Maybe the steroids were actually a treatment.
It's kind of like, when you look up an illness on the internet. And no matter what, look up a symptom, not an illness. You don't know what it is. You just have symptoms. You know something's wrong. And you think, I'm going to go and put it into Google. And you know there is one thing it is always going to come back to, and that is cancer. Doesn't matter what your symptoms are. You're like, oh, you know, I've got a bit of an itchy forehead. You type it into Google, and it's instantly like, brain cancer! Come on, that's not that likely. And I apologize in advance, but since we were on the subject of testicles the size of peanuts, and I really don't want to lower the tone here, but I can't help but bring up this thing that I've read. It was weeks ago now about the man with the world's largest penis was stopped in an airport trying to board a plane because they thought he had a suspect package hidden in his in his trousers.
Please tell me that was the exact word usage.
A suspect package. That is quoted. It's this 41-year-old guy who was pulled over by the guards because they literally thought he had either drugs or a bomb in his pants.
I mean, and that's an embarrassing situation. It happens to me quite often. And, it's really hard to, because you can't just drop trowel right there in the middle of the screening booth.
Well, you could. But,
right, but then you're breaking other laws.
It's difficult to do it in public, but it's like, public indecency and all that kind of thing. But what are you supposed to say? Like, if someone literally comes up to you like, could you come with me? I think you're hiding something in your pants. Like, you're gonna be like, no, I'm not hiding.
Only the things I'm supposed to be hiding.
I don't, he's like, no, I'm, you don't, that, that's my penis. That's, you know, like, it's, what are you supposed, you're just gonna have this, like, how am I supposed to communicate to this? Did they really just take this guy into a back room and have him pull his pants down? And if so, I really want to see the guy's faces. No, nothing else was going on in that room at the time. All I want to see is the guy's faces when they did, because it's like, oh.
He should get a card or something.
Yes.
That he can just show that explains discreetly the situation, that it's been verified, and then he can continue on his business. Because that's got to get really annoying, because I imagine it's probably not just once that it's happened. I say things like that, if they've happened once, they've happened numerous times.
Oh, apparently it's, I found the article here and I'm just reading through it a little bit. And to be honest, he was fairly blunt about it. One of the guards asked me if my pockets were empty and I said, yes, it's my dick. that is a direct quote. I mean, you can't be much more, you know, deadpan than that. And yeah. they put powder on his trousers to test for explosives. He just says he found it amusing. I don't know if I could find that scenario amusing, really.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, your dick's so big that they thought you were smuggling a bomb, and you know this is going to be on the news.
The guy
with your name.
the guy really doesn't need the publicity. I mean, he holds the world record. You know?
Like official world record.
He
huh?
has the official world record and has had it for years. So it's a fairly. I think that's the only reason he got on the news in the first place. He's a bit of a minor celebrity, it seems.
Right.
I've never heard of him before.
Well, but that's about world records. I was actually thinking about this because we were talking something about world records last week.
Yeah.
But you don't have to beat a current world record. You have to be smart enough to come up with something that's not already in there.
Yes.
So in this scenario, my question is, how many people have actually gone to Guinness and measured their cocks in front of a judge?
Very true. Yeah, the chances are there might well be someone. Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's like when you see something like, the world record for the person who blinked the most times in under a minute, and you know that there's some really stupid 4-year-old kid who's beaten it like 3 times over, probably.
Exactly.
But that's just how it goes. That's just how it goes in the crazy Wild West world of world records. you can't really sort of monitor the sort of backroom world record breaking. Maybe this can be like a hard hitting drama, you know, like Uncovered.
Oh yeah, like a Dateline special or something. Huh?
Exactly. Like it can be on NBC. You know, the hidden truth about world records being broken while no one is around, and it's like this person just crossed the road faster than anyone has before. It's like you won't find this in world record book. No, of course you won't.
You are listening to the TGATQ podcast.
It's not really amazing in and of itself. It's the details that really get me on this one.
Okay,
this happened in Florida.
Weird,
which is completely coincidental. I found the news story and then read where it happened, and it was Florida, and that just kind of synced that I had to use it.
I think I don't believe you, sir. I think you have a personal vendetta against.
I'm just searching weird things in Florida.
It's just like what messed up stuff happened in Florida this month. Google.
Right. So there was a streaker, you know, standard streaker football game, American football, not kicking the ball on the ground football.
Hand egg. Yeah, okay. American football hand egg. It's an egg, so, and they hold it with their hands. They don't use their feet, so it's hand egg.
Oh, hand egg.
Yeah, hand egg.
You and your silly accent.
What did you think I said? Hand egg?
Hand egg.
Hand egg. I mean, that sounds more American.
Like, that must be an English word. I don't know.
Hand egg. That's just not even a thing, man. What are you talking about?
Well, you guys have all your weird slangs. I don't know. What you and your bell end.
What you chase shit for, bruv?
Exactly. So anyway, Spider-Man streaker. He was wearing a Spider-Man mask.
Oh, you failed to mention that bit.
Yeah, we didn't get to that part yet. So
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for interrupting you as I interrupt you again.
Excuse me, sir. Hey, excuse me. So he's running around naked, just wearing the Spider-Man mask. And the part that really bothers me is this is at like a high school football game.
Oh,
this
really?
Adult man naked. So there's like...
How old was this guy?
Like, well, I'll get to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was an adult, definitely. Everybody's agreed that he was an adult.
Okay.
Like 20s.
Okay.
So there's like 14-year-old girls there, or 14-year-old boys, and younger children, siblings watching this football game. Like, that's not pro. I mean, it's one thing, I don't know. I feel like it's more acceptable to go streaking at a professional event than it is a high school event.
I think
the bar, sir.
I think you're approaching this. It's a slightly perverse way. I don't think it's so much more acceptable to do it at a public event. It's probably just less acceptable.
Yeah. So
to do it at a high school.
The biggest thing that I want that's interesting about that. First of all, this guy got away.
Right.
And that's probably because it was at a high school event. Security's a little lax. There were some.
There's a
video. It's great. There's these little fat security dudes chasing him, falling all over. You never hear about him getting away. Really, like he had a. getaway driver and everything.
Wow. But
the part that really just stuck out at me, and that's probably a bad choice of words, but he's jumping over these like three fences, right? And the guy that's writing this article says, and I gotta bring this up so I can read this to you verbatim
Because you want to give me a direct quote after your incident with the...
Exactly.
You got to get all the facts absolutely perfect, because the podcast is used in many essays written. You know, someone uses this in their master's degree. You don't want to be sued.
No, definitely not. Last thing I want to do is be responsible for some kid getting a poor grade on his essay because he cited TGATQ as fact.
About a guy streaking across the football pitch.
So this is what he says. He says, however, he appeared more Batman than Spider-Man as he clambered over two wire fences before jumping into a waiting getaway car. Has this guy not seen Spider-Man?
He appeared more Batman than Spider-Man as he climbed over two fences.
Right.
So, yeah, that's I don't know.
And that's really, like, I just feel he's unaware of exactly who Spider-Man is.
Precisely.
And what he does.
He's like, I ain't no comic geek. I haven't read Spider-Man, but I've seen the Batman films, and that guy can jump. Right. Yeah, all right.
He's more like Superman as he shot web out of his wrists.
He's more like the Silver Surfer because he could shoot fire from his eyes.
Exactly.
There's been a lot of naked news lately, as you pointed out to me in the middle of the week. There has been I don't know what's going on in the world, but apparently this week everyone's just been getting naked.
Right.
And we also have a woman who was sentenced to 18 months in prison. And this wasn't just for streaking. She actually led cops on a high-speed car chase. But she was basically completely naked whilst doing it. This was in Ohio. I mean, really, Ohio again. If you ever watched To Catch a Predator, you know, it's not on anymore. But if you watch it and you keep on, you just stay, you know, keep your eyes peeled, you will notice. About 95% of all of the people they catch are from Ohio.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. I think like the whole of the world's perverts just congregate there. It's just,
you know, I've not actually been in Ohio.
Well, there you go.
I do have a friend there. I'll have to ask her how she feels about that.
You'll go there. You'll move in, and bam! Instantly, you're a creep. I think that's how it works.
Well, I'm definitely not moving to Ohio then.
So this woman, she's got 18 months in prison. I mean, I assume that's probably more to do with the fact that she was, you know, fleeing from the police whilst in a car, whilst drunk with a suspended license and trying to avoid
arrest.
That
probably did play a little bit into it on top of being naked.
She was, oh, okay, she was wearing some clothes, but it was all fishnet.
That's clothing.
I don't think that is. I mean... I've never heard of a more ridiculous item of clothing than a fishnet tube top, because the tube top implies that it's an actual piece of clothing. But once you read the fishnet, it's like,
right?
Okay, so it's really just nothing.
And you know, am I the only man that is not attracted by fishnet?
No, I've got to be honest. I think it's a bit odd. It's anything with the word fish in it is sort of an instant.
Well, and when it's nice fishnet, it's just not attractive. When it's not nice fishnet, it's instantly trashy. And there's a very fine line in between that. So
most people I see wearing fishnets, like, oh, so you're on meth.
Right.
Right? That's actually... I'm sorry to the thousands of people who are listening to this whilst wearing fishnet
currently. It's like, I am not on meth, sir. Because that's the reaction. They're very sophisticated, highly educated people.
Stop lying to yourself. You had meth for breakfast. Come on now. What was your other naked story?
Oh, yes. My other one. This one actually did not happen in the U.S.,
Oh my god.
I know, right?
This is a first.
This is in Germany, I believe.
Okay.
And,
Deutschland.
It was a religious experience. It was a monk.
It was, wow.
And, yeah, so it's not just the lay people that are getting naked this week.
I wonder if he was like the beer brewing kind of monk. He is from Germany, so.
He was apparently the berry eating kind of monk, which I'll get to. apparently a couple of hikers were just walking through the woods and, they came across this stark raving mad monk running around confused, right, not knowing where he was. And so instead of attempting to help him, they just left him and then called the police.
Not a
so
rare
the police
thing.
Had to come back out and then go find him again.
Not a rare thing in Germany to come across stark raving mad naked people running around in the streets.
Right, right. So apparently this monk actually went on a camping trip, which this might sound dumb, but I didn't know monks went on camping trips. I felt like,
yeah,
I feel like this, I'm going camping.
They stay in like monasteries and occasionally right. go down and brew some beer. And I don't know, maybe he was just like, maybe it was like a camping, maybe it was like a monk convention. They were all going to do
It doesn't say anything if there's anybody with him, so I think he was by himself.
Maybe he was on his way to a monk's convention. They were going to go do lots of monkly activities. And I don't know, what would the monks do? I guess they monk things.
So they think that he ate this berry that's it's a toxic berry that has right. hallucinogenic properties and makes you hot.
He monked like the hell out of those berries.
Right. So I don't know. I for some reason, when I think monk, I think educated, or spiritually at least, maybe herbology, if that's a proper terminology there.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not saying I'm accurate, I'm just saying that's how I feel it should be.
Well, every monk I have known has like 255 skill level herbology in World of Warcraft, at
exactly.
least.
Right. And this is my basis for monks, is actually massive multimedia online gaming.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Dungeons and Dragons, all of my monks, they were totally aware with nature and toxicities and stuff like that.
Having never met, I have met a monk once, but it was a Tibetan Buddhist monk. Probably not this kind.
Probably not.
probably not. She had a really unfortunate name. She was called Tub-chan.
Wow.
And like name, like stature. That's all I'm gonna say.
Really?
Oh yeah. I didn't know it was possible for a vegetarian. I think she's a vegan, actually. For a vegan to get into that kind of state of just morbid obesity.
Yeah. Normally, they just kind of munch on the table when you take them out to eat.
Exactly. Like, oh, it's all right. I'll just have my dinner mat. Just this cork. this cork will do me fine. Thank you. Or maybe if you have some grass, I'll put that on it. But yeah, so what happened with this guy? The police found
basically,
him?
They found him, and he's recovering back at the monastery. Yeah. I don't feel like this was an accident.
You think he
I
just
think
went
this
out.
Was deliberate.
Did they tase him? Oh, sorry, no, it's not in America. My bad.
Yeah, this is Germany. We right. don't. They don't yeah, tase we, monks there.
The police don't just randomly attack people in Europe. Oh, politically sensitive commentary
don't
there.
Don't tase me, bro.
Never ask a cop not to tase you, because all they'll hear is, tase me, bro. So you asked me earlier about my pet peeves, and I do have one, actually, that I hadn't thought of, which is when people make things out to be, they read too much into things. And I don't mean things that you say, I mean things that just happen, and they're like, this is a miracle, and it's like, well, no, actually, it had a 1 in 1,000 chance of happening. That doesn't make it a miracle, it means it had a 1 in 1,000 chance of happening. Kind of a bit like Octomom, right? When she gave birth to, what was it, 8 kids at once, people were saying it was like a miracle, and it's like, well, no, it is possible that it can happen. A miracle would be like if she gave birth to 8 children, and then turned into God. That would be
or just had one and called it Jesus.
I guess so. Jesus. This is a story about a man who was lost at sea for 15 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And basically, you know, he's floating on this wreckage for quite a while. And then a shark comes up and starts circling around him. And, you know, obviously you think, oh, the shark ate him, and that's the miracle. No, it's not. I I'm not going to say I wish that was the case, because that would be rather, rather sordid.
It also wouldn't be very good news.
No, a man has been eaten by a shark. How would they even know? How would they get this
story? He was naked.
Who
from Florida.
I mean, who wrote that story? Did the shark write it?
I was sitting there in my boat, I saw...
I saw a shark come up. The shark ate me, it tore me limb from limb, and now I am dead. Like, this was a harrowing article written by whatever he was called. No, so this shark comes up and starts circling around this man, and then it swims off. And the man starts paddling in the direction that he last saw the shark, and after an hour or something, he finds a boat. And that's the story. What he's saying is, a shark came and rescued him.
Right.
Because the shark, instead of eating him, took him to a boat. I mean, it didn't take him to a boat, really, did it? I mean, this guy had been adrift for 15 weeks. Surely he was fairly delirious by this point. The shark probably didn't even exist.
Was he just in the water, like, not floating on something? Like,
maybe. I think maybe he was on, actually, in, like, a boat that ran out of fuel.
Okay. That'd make more sense. And he had to have some sort of food. 15 weeks? I don't think you can go 15 weeks without food, can you?
You can't go even 1 week without water, can you?
You can't go, like, 4 days or without water, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It's a little bit, it's a little bit ambiguous, to be honest.
Did you get this news article from 9gag?
No, I got it from 4chan, Chris. I look for accurate articles.
My bad.
I only trust my news stories from image boards. He got this boat and he was adrift. I mean, realistically, if he was in the boat when the shark arrived, I don't think he had much fear of a shark eating him.
Right.
Because I mean,
the shark, just as sharks tend to do, is like, oh, what's that? Circle, oh, that's what that is, can't eat it, and I'm on my way to something else.
or maybe the shark just wasn't hungry. Come on. Like, it's not a man. It's not an American man. It doesn't just eat everything. Come on now. Come on, bro. That's just harsh. It's just a shark. Leave it to do its own thing. But, yeah, so this guy, did he literally, like, jump out of the boat? If the boat had no fuel, did he jump out of the boat in the direction that the shark swam in? Is that what happened? I don't know.
And I've got to call into question the intelligence of this man to begin with. Because I have to say, and I probably would have died because of this, but if I saw a shark and it swam around me, and then it went off some direction, unless I was in a boat with, like, a harpoon gun and I was going to eat the shark because I am an American man, I probably would go the other direction.
Yeah. You wouldn't jump into... Maybe that's what he was trying to do. Maybe he was jumping into the water to try and wrestle the shark just so he could eat it.
Right. After 15 weeks.
That's a possibility. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I imagine for 15 weeks you'd be pretty thirsty before you were hungry. But, so that's the story. And apparently that's a miracle.
Alrighty then.
I have read the Bible. I never heard any stories like, oh, Jesus turned water into wine, and then he told us a story about a man who was adrift at the sea, and then a shark didn't eat him. But that's not very miraculous. That's
totally Jesus.
Somewhat mundane.
Curing the blindness, and then he followed a shark to a boat.
Then he just told a story about a complete other man who was not eaten. I mean, that's the crux of this story. The article might have read, a man was adrift at sea and was not eaten by a shark.
Right. Or, I mean, it could have very well have been a man was at sea adrift and a shark ate him. Mm. And then spit him back up onto land, because I'm pretty sure that is a biblical miracle story.
I would have far more respect for that story. Right. I'll tell you what, I've got a miracle for you. Once I went to a zoo and there was a lion inside the enclosure and it didn't eat me. Ooh, it's a miracle.
That is a miracle. So I was thinking of some various different things we can do to kind of shake things up, and I don't know if you've ever been on the Yahoo Ask site.
Yahoo Answers. I ask all my questions there. Yeah.
And they've actually, I mean, there's some pretty good stuff there, but every once in a while there's some
stuff? Really?
Well, in the math section, I don't know about the rest of the site.
I mean, but, I assume the math section would just be loads of kids saying, oh, do my homework for me.
It is, and okay. People do, and
oh, right.
Everybody's comfortable with that.
That's like, do you ever get teachers just answering like, "Oh, do it yourself, you'll never learn."
I bet you, I'm sure there are, like,
yeah.
This is where you can look up how to do it yourself kind of answers.
Yeah, they get like brutally downvoted.
Right. My favorite thing to do actually is, you know that site that you can type in where it'll Google something for you?
Mm.
It's a link, so you click on the link and then it Googles whatever. Yeah, answer all questions like that normally.
Let me Google whatever their
question is.
Right.
So, put that link there.
So what you're saying is, that you're a giant ass.
It could be interpreted that way, yes.
So anyways,
I thought it might be fun if we read some of these and gave them our professional podcasting, opinion, which is definitely, you know, up there with important things.
Yeah, because we have a lot of life experience. We are wise men. There's a lot of Bible references today. Have you noticed?
Yeah, that was random.
So I don't know how much this is gonna be. I don't just want to mock these things. I want to give some quality feedback. Right. I don't know if I'm gonna manage that. Because
we'll see how it goes.
Because honestly, I only looked for I only really looked for maybe 5 minutes, and I came across three questions that I thought were perfect. I'm gonna give you this one first because it's unanswerable.
Okay.
I'm 32 years old, high 5.4. How can I cover 1500 in 20 days? I don't know
what that means.
I don't have any clue what this... what is it? 1,500 grams of cocaine?
How can I cover 1,500? Is it bodies?
I think it's
a serial killer?
I think it's distance. How can you cover 1,500 meters in 20... I mean, that's 1,500 meters. It's not a long way. You just walk, right?
It's obviously not miles.
Well, I assume not, because... 1,500 miles. I mean, that's not even hard to cover 1,500 miles in 20 days. You just drive.
Right.
1,500 miles
maybe
is like,
he doesn't have a car.
Well, you walk then.
Steal a bike.
Steal a...
Don't steal. Stealing's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. It is not okay to steal.
Steal the bike and, you know, don't steal. Don't take any advice that we ever...
We are not liable for anything that happens to you if you do, in fact, steal a bike to cover 1,500 miles in 20 days.
A bike is probably not the best thing to cover 1,500 miles with. You'd be much better with something like a Starship.
Right.
That would probably get you there a lot sooner. So basically, just find the set of like Star Trek, and take the Starship Enterprise. You could probably cover 1,500 miles if that's what it is.
I don't think those move.
Really?
They've got the little models that are on a stick, but then they're still subject to the guy walking.
Have you never watched Star Trek? I mean, like, you get the big ship with all the people and it flies. It's in space, man. It's shot on location.
I didn't realize it was a documentary.
No, it's like I said, shot on location in space. They go pretty far out. I mean, I imagine if it takes, what, like 4 years to get to Mars each way or something?
And these
guys are out in the freaking Delta Quadrant. I mean, that's some real dedication to your acting.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, to get there, it would have had to been like their great great grandparents who
precisely.
Left Earth in preparation for filming this show.
Exactly, and they're like, you know, when we get there, obviously, you know, our kids are going to be a famous actor. They just won't know it. I wonder how they actually got the film like back to the planet.
Mm. There's a lot of questions there. We should get into that sometime.
I think there's an answer to the question in there somewhere.
If you can figure out how they got the film back from the Enterprise on time to do these shows,
then you will have answered your own question about how you are 32 years old, high 5.4, and can cover 1,500 m in 20 days.
And I will tell you, answering your own question is one of the only thing that we have as adults that we can do without anybody else.
And that's the kind of thing a Tibetan Buddhist monk would say.
Exactly.
You know, like, answer a question with another question.
With or without hallucinogenic berries.
Yeah, I mean, we should probably try not to answer every question with another question, because I feel like people would just assume that we're copping out a little bit.
but one question with a question, that's deep.
That's acceptable. Yeah, we come across
philosophical.
As... Yeah, we're like, oh, wow, these guys really know their stuff. They didn't answer the question, but they said some stuff I didn't really, I don't know. I don't know if it's supposed to be a joke or if they're really dumb.
And if you'd like to reach the next level of enlightenment, you can send us a check for $300 at, our PayPal account?
$300,000.
Oh, $300,000. Yes, sorry, I missed
please,
the decimal there.
The Queen's British pound sterling. None of these filthy dollars.
Moving on. I really like reading the relationship questions in here because there's some people that I think could really use our help.
Like 13-year-olds.
Yes, actually, this one's 15.
Oh, God. Already I feel awkward.
This one says, what are some basic signs that a guy likes you? And there's some more. There's some additional information here.
Right, right.
We're both 15. He's funny. Not too attractive, but I think he's gorgeous.
Wow. Owned.
He's strong, tall, and badass. What are some signs that he might be interested in me?
Right. Okay. So you want to know, this girl wants to know how to tell if a 15-year-old ugly guy is into you.
I'm going to go with he's 15-year-old and obviously, as she said, not attractive.
Yes.
I'm willing to bet he's into every other 15-year-old girl. I don't think there's any qualifiers.
I kind of agree. And it's been a while since I was a 15-year-old girl. But as I recall, you know, you get that whole thing where they're like, well, if a guy's mean to you, that means he likes you. How messed up is that?
Especially when 10 years later, they're like, when a guy's mean to you, that's abuse and you go to jail. And get
I know you're trying to be cautious, but that is exactly my point. Why is it when a kid pulls your hair when they're like 4 years old, that means he likes you, and then suddenly when they're adults and he's punching you about the face, I'm not saying this is the source of all the problems in society, but maybe parents need to stop telling their daughters when some boy at reception beats them up, it means he likes them, because it's probably putting some dodgy ideas
it's
in the girl's head.
It's probably easier to start teaching respect at 4 than it is at, you know, what
honestly,
is that other guy, 32?
if I had a daughter and she's like, oh, you know, this boy, a young daughter, I should say, this boy at school keeps like poking me in the back of my head with a pencil, what does it mean? I just say, you know what it means? It means you need to turn around and power kick the guy in
right
the nuts.
Right in the face. Or
in
nuts.
The nuts.
Yeah, that works even better.
And the face.
Turn around, you tell him respect women.
Yeah, you say, I am a strong, independent woman and I don't need no man. I don't know why my daughter is American, but there you go. Oh, so, I don't know, did we have an answer in that? I think we just said all 15-year-old guys are up for it, right?
I really think that is the answer here. I think you need to assert yourself. If he starts sniffing around, that's
what?
Dogs, never mind.
What?
wrong starts, species, sorry.
That was an entirely different
you just
genus.
Be strong. Be your strong 2012 mini woman.
Mini woman. Wow. Only
assert
marginally.
Yourself and ask him out.
Only marginally patronizing. I've got to be honest, I feel acutely uncomfortable giving relationship advice to 15-year-olds. I mean, I don't remember ever needing relationship advice when I was 15, you know.
Because you weren't dating yet?
I was, sir. I may not have been.
I believe you're only just a couple of years past your 2+2 phase.
Right, 3 years. 3 years. God, yeah, I knew 2+2, but I didn't know I didn't know what a female was yet at the age of 15. I just thought we were all men. Okay, so I got another one. We got a few of these, and this is not that far off. This is probably the same person, but a few years later. This is a woman. I don't even know how to preface this. The question is there a possibility that I may be pregnant? And I don't want to shit on someone who might be in an awkward situation, but come on. Her question is literally, I had unprotected sex 3 months ago and I haven't had my period since.
Wow.
And she's
even
asking.
Even before I heard those, like, the descriptive, my answer was already yes.
Honestly.
Is it possible? Yes.
I had unprotected sex 3 months ago. I am not a woman. I am not a professor on womanly habits and cycles and whatnot. But come on, really? How do you get to be an adult and not think that if that do you really even need to ask?
Well,
and
here's my question.
Yeah.
Let's say you are a woman, okay? And well, you are an expert on flows and whatnot and pregnancies.
On flows.
So
I have all
it's been
into
3 months since you had an unprotected sex with that guy at that party, and we both know who I'm talking about.
Right, and, He was a hottie.
And you haven't had your period yet.
Right.
Now you're faced with two options. Your first option is you can go onto Yahoo.
Chris, not to interrupt. How am I gonna tell my dad? He is gonna flip. He's gonna flip his shit at me. And I know what you're gonna say.
You might actually be able to ask that on Yahoo as well and get some good advice from people like us.
Yes.
So you're faced with two scenarios here. The first scenario is you can go on Yahoo and you can ask this question.
Precisely, yeah. And wait a few days for an answer. Yeah.
Right. Your other option is you go to the store and you get a pregnancy test.
Precisely.
And then there's no question. I don't understand.
This was exactly the point I was going to make. If you're like, I might be pregnant. Okay.
Do you agree?
I'll go and ask people on Yahoo. Like,
should I spend the $6 to get a pregnancy test?
right. Or should I just use up some of my free broadband? And like, what is there like an automatic pregnancy answer kit? Oh, just take a leak on your mouse and I'll get right back to you. Yeah, there's no kind of remote pregnancy test on Yahoo as far as I know. Anyway, is there a possibility that you may be pregnant? Yes.
Yes, there most definitely is. You should get that checked out.
I would go from possibility to probability, actually, considering high probability that you would be pregnant. Congratulations! You are with child. I'm sorry that your boyfriend left you before he found out. Because that is why I said distinctly that I didn't want to shit on someone, because this question begins by pointing out that they aren't together anymore. She does also say she's put on a little bit of weight. I just don't understand. He says he's too busy to meet with me also. I think this guy knows that she's pregnant.
He's got it figured out. Yeah, definitely. And she's going to find out 4 months later. And he's going to be like, it wasn't me.
He's going to be like, whoa, you didn't tell me you were pregnant. He knew all along. He's more cleared up than she is.
And that's why we need Jerry Springer and Maury.
That's why we need Yahoo Answers, man.
And Yahoo Answers. Is he the daddy?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no, that can be like the next Jerry Springer show. Is this man the father of my child, or is it no one? you never get it the other way around, of course. Like, is this woman the mother of my child? I just don't know. I slept with a few women, and I didn't manage to chase it up, and I don't know if it's her or not, really. I don't trust her.
That reminds me of this story of this woman that got pregnant and it wasn't her boyfriend's, and she blames it on watching a porno film at a cinema because the baby was half black and there was a black man in the movie. This is real, I swear to God, this is real.
The porn film made her pregnant.
Yes, this is her story.
That is just impeccable. That is absolutely brilliant.
I know, right? This is what ties it all together. It was a 3D film. That's what it was.
Oh, so it's because it's 3D. This is like in the Titanic, right? You know, they made the Titanic 3D in China. They blurred out the bit, you know, where she gets naked on the couch and the guy's drawing her. And for the exact reason, because they felt if the film was in 3D, that men in the audience might feel the need to reach out to try and grab her breasts.
Right. And because, then they get pregnant.
And then she would probably file a lawsuit, you know, because she's going to feel pretty taken advantage of. And then probably she'd also be pregnant, yeah. Because that's how it goes. I don't know, like, it's like, oh my God, what happens if these men reach out into the air? The world will come to an end. We must... that's logic for you.
Yeah. So, next question isn't really that odd of a question. I'm more curious in your answer... And anybody's answer, really, that wants to write that in. The question is this true? Everyone talks behind others' backs. And if it is, how do you deal with it?
Well, what do they think? Like, so once there aren't people around, everyone sits around silently?
I'm assuming, yeah.
It's like, you know, if you speak, it's the same kind of deal as if men reach out in the cinema to try and grab 3D breaths. It's like, it's so real, I can almost reach it. You just, you have to be a mute. You're not allowed to talk.
I'm going to go out of my area of expertise, so don't quote me on anything here.
What is your area of expertise, precisely?
Everything but this.
Okay.
And also Samsung versus Apple.
Okay, and women's flow rates, right?
And women's flow rates. I believe there's a level in development, and it may or may not have been Freud who discovered this, and I think this is actually true, so which means it's probably not Freud who discovered it. But there's a point in development in which you realize that the world exists outside of your ability to perceive it. So not every event is directly connected to you.
Right. Okay.
And I feel so this plays directly into this question. Because really, okay. The answer is yes. When you leave the room, people are still talking.
Not according to quantum physics. I'm going to come in at the complete opposite end of the spectrum. If you're not there, it's not happening. Schrodinger's cat, bitch.
Well, doesn't that mean it is and it isn't happening?
Well, that is life.
You just don't know until you walk back into the room and see.
Precisely. This is the answer. This is what you need to do. All you need to do is open that door and look into the room and see if the cat is dead. And if the cat is dead, then yes, people are talking about you behind your back.
And also, walk in backwards.
Right, because... why?
Because if you walk in forwards and they're talking, they're still not talking behind your back.
Right. Of course. That is just perfectly illogical. And I have one last question here, but I'll tell you what. Honestly, it needs no input. I have a very, very good, solid, and somewhat complex. It's a little bit of a long answer that I have for it, so you're going to have to bear with me here. The question is, what to do with a celeb's towel? My favorite celebrity threw their towel to me during a concert. I don't specifically know what to do with it. I'm not throwing it away. This is my answer. Wash it and use it as a towel. Oh, man. So if you have liked the show, you can... you can follow us. You can keep up to date on all the, I don't know, we don't have gossip. We have, what kind of stuff do we post on Facebook and Twitter, really?
All of the things.
Oh, we post everything. We post everything on Facebook and Twitter. The Facebook is at facebook.com/TGATQ. And the Twitter is, amazingly enough, twitter.com/TGATQ.
I'm sensing a pattern here. You can also visit our site at trulygeeky.com. You can listen to our podcast there, or you can listen directly at iTunes, and you can subscribe there as well.
And I'd also like to point out that as well as being on trulygeeky.com, we are in fact on tgatq.com.
In case you cannot remember Truly Geeky, you can remember tgatq.com.
Because that's obviously so much more memorable. But, maybe we just need to buy out every variation of TGATQ. So we're on tgatq.co.uk, tgatq.org. We're not going to do that. Don't go to any of those. It's not us.
.info is the next one you should get.
Because we get a lot of... important. We give out a lot of information.
We do.
tgatq.biz, yes. Because we are the biz. We are the biz. And lastly, if you want to email us as well,
and please do. We had some questions, actually. If you wanna weigh in on those, you should email us.
You can email us tgatqpodcast@gmail.com. If you like the show and you listen on iTunes, please do go ahead and drop us a review on there. It makes a massive difference. Doesn't have to be long or complicated. Can be nice, brief, and amazingly complimentary. But yeah, that's, every little helps.
Completely accurate.
Completely, you know, just nothing too heavy, just marriage proposals, that kind of stuff. That's fine. That can be done in public.
And if you want to follow us on MySpace, our MySpace, MySpace account?
Our MySpace account is myspace.com/MySpace is dead.
Oh, we don't have MySpace. What about Pinterest?
We are not on Pinterest. I do believe we have a Bebo. We're on Bebo and Friendster. High five.
High five, yes.
High five.
You just search for us, you'll find us.
yeah, just honestly, if you search for us on Hi Five, just stop listening. Just don't listen to us again, please. Hi Five. All right.